At LV, our car insurance comes from the heart. That's why we've just launched our new multi-car cover. One policy and one renewal date means it's one simple way for you to save on your family's cars. So just imagine how much you can save by insuring two, three, or even more cars with us. To get your exclusive multi-car discount from the Which? Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. T's and C's apply.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/Gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/Gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
Okay, hi, I'm Simon Lai. I'm a producer for Bandai Namco America. And this game that I'm helping show is Tales of Berseria.
I mean, this is very similar to like other RPG games out there. What makes this different than the other ones?
So this year for Tales, we've got a much more enhanced freeform combat system, Liberation LMBS system. All the face buttons during combat now are attacks, and players have full control over how they can assign which attacks for each face button for each part of the combat. So let's say a combo is four button presses in a row. You can go like triangle, 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 or square, triangle, X, circle, you know, whatever you want. And players have the ability to assign what attack is on each button for each button press in that sequence.
And what about the characters? You could tell us a little bit about that too?
Sure. The lead character this year is Velvet Crow. She's the first time like single lead female character in the series, so we're very excited to have her. She's a very powerful warrior, but she has a dark past. Her family has been killed, and she's out on a mission for revenge, hunting down the person who killed them.
So this game is going to be available for the PlayStation 4 and also Steam. It says early 2017, correct?
That's correct. In Japan, it's coming out this year in August, and it'll be released in America and Europe early 2017.
I mean, for those that have never played this game, never heard of it, why should they get this game? A lot of people are really into the whole RPG stuff.
That's true. Well, if they are fans of JRPG, this is definitely a well-known series in Japan. It's definitely in the top echelon, you know, with Final Fantasy and the other ones. They haven't heard about it before. It's a great time to jump in. Each Tales game is kind of a standalone story, so they don't have to have a lot of backstory to get into the game. And it's a lot more accessible this year, like I said, with the combat system being much more freeform, but it still has all the tropes of the JRPG series that those fans will enjoy. It's very character-based. A lot of Tales series are real about dialogue and the talking and the character building between the party members that you find. It's got a lot of awesome like cut sequences. The dialogue sequences have a new kind of animated, it's hard to say an audio, even just the talking sequences, they're usually static, like your characters cut in from left and right. This year, we have a really neat system in-engine where like the eyes blink, the mouths move, and these little features, they seem like they're small things, but they're really engaging. They make you feel like you're actually watching anime at all times whenever there's dialogue. And then on top of that, the real anime sequences are done by Ufotable Studio, pretty popular, famous anime studio. So we're really excited about those sequences in the game.
Is this going to be strictly Japanese with English subtitles, or is it going to be strictly for both?
I can't confirm.
I know this is the Japanese version.
Yeah, this demo is definitely Japanese. Obviously, it'll be subtitled. I believe it's VO, but I can't confirm that. Pearl may be able to confirm that for me.
All right, cool. So for more information about the game, where the gamers should go?
They should definitely visit us at the Bandai Namco website.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.